The government is now ready, to ban pirate radio stations operating around Britain's coasts. A bill has been drafted which will give the government the legal power it needs to stop the pirates and their almost non-stop flow of pop music. All that's needed, Mr. Wedgwood Benn, the Postmaster General, told the Commons, is parliamentary time to get the bill through. Mr. Hugh Jenkins urged Mr. Benn to give the bill priority in view of the events at Radio City, which operates from a fort in the Thames estuary. A boarding party invaded the fort on Monday and took over. Early yesterday in Essex, the head of Radio City, Mr. Reg Calvert, was shot dead. Mr. Jenkins said, "These extraordinary and tragic events serve to impress on everybody that piracy is piracy in whatever aspect it occurs." Our political correspondent says the government now hopes to get the pirate radio bill through this session, which means within the next year. Mrs. Dorothy Calvert, the widow of the man who managed Radio City, is to take over the running of the station. Richard Lindley spoke to her.
Mrs. Calvert, who's actually in charge of Radio City now?
I am.
And what are your plans for getting it going again?
There's a supply boat, going out tonight to find out exactly the position out there and what equipment is required. There will be another one going out tomorrow with the equipment, and I shall probably be going with it to let all the boys know there that everything is carrying on as normal.
You intend to carry on normally?
Yes, yes.
You yourself intend to go on being associated with Radio City?
Definitely.
Now, what about these men who are at present on board, the ones who removed the essential equipment? What makes you think you'll be able to get it going again?
Well, we've got a lot of equipment spare that they probably know nothing about, and they wouldn't know what was valuable and what wasn't. What looks valuable is, in fact, not valuable and can be replaced very quickly. And if the essential basic elements are there, then we can get a signal out very, very quickly.
And do you expect they will allow you to complete the repairs?
I should think so. I don't see any point why they should try to stop us now. There's nothing to be gained.
Do you think they'll leave the ship tomorrow?
I'm hoping they will leave tonight, yes.